Gay and lesbian rights advocates hope their voices are heard. They want lawmakers to step away from pending legislation that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. Carl Debus Lopez and his partner live and work in Wisconsin, but took the opportunity to marry in Canada while visiting there this summer, a union not recognized here.
When we heard that state legislators want to change the definition of marriage from husband and wife to one man and one woman as a way of, quote, defending marriage against couples like us, we couldn't have felt more like disposable citizens. It's so clear to us that we cannot marry here already.
But the author of the Defense of Marriage Act says it is needed to guard against court rulings that would allow civil unions between gay and lesbian couples. Republican Representative Mark Gundrum says traditional marriage should be protected.
It's ironic that a lot of the folks trying to take the approach of saying, well, we don't need the legislation, it doesn't do anything, are the same ones spending thousands of dollars and all kinds of hours trying to prevent it because it does do something. But it's important that we maintain the institution that has worked so well for society for thousands, millions of years, which is one man, one woman marriage. It's certainly, without a doubt, the most stable way to raise children in a unified family like that, if at all possible. And I think that's something that as a society we should be trying to encourage.
But a lesbian couple at the Capitol from La Crosse came with their 2-year-old daughter. Tracy Blumentritt says their daughter has two loving mothers who share the same hopes and dreams for their child as the best straight couples. Blumentritt says her family, however, pays hundreds of dollars more for health care benefits because they are ineligible for family coverage.
I simply do not understand why it is that me, my relationship with Rebecca, and my little family is such a threat to the institution of civil marriage.
Blumentritt says if lawmakers cannot support same-sex marriage, they should at least support domestic partner health benefits for state employees. Mark Gundrum says that, too, runs into dangerous ground.
Why those relationships versus good friends who've been together, lived together for years, roommates since college, two sisters, never got married, lived together forever. Why shouldn't they be able to get those kind of benefits? Why same sex? Why not different sex? You know, people who are just shacking up together, why don't they get it? I mean, really, then you're at, you know, universal health care and issues like that.
One Madison mother came to the Capitol to lobby lawmakers because she has two daughters. One of them is a lesbian, the other one is straight. Mary Fiore says it's unfair to treat them differently.
I want to ask if religious dogma is dictating legislative decisions, and if that in itself is denying civil rights to a significant part of our population.
The one man, one woman marriage bill has passed an assembly committee and awaits a floor vote. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.